Babe, oh my God, I have to show you this. It's this video of this little puppy who's. Are you okay? No, I'm serious. What's the matter? What do you mean, nothing? You're obviously upset. Babe, seriously. Okay, you're kind of freaking me out. You seemed fine a little while ago, and now I come in here and you look like you're about to burst into tears or something. What happened? Let me sit down with you. What's going on? You know, I know it hasn't been that long, but I still feel like I know you well enough to call bullshit on that. I mean, if you don't want to talk about it, that's fine, but please don't feel like you have to pretend like everything is okay when that's obviously not the case at all. Come here. Come lie on my chest for a bit. Oh my God. Don't give me that. Don't be so macho, macho. Come. If you don't do it, I'm just gonna put my arms around you. And down we go. It's okay. It's okay. It's all right. It's okay, just let me hold you for a little bit. It's okay. Think you might really need a little TLC right now. You know, you don't always have to be strong, you know? It's okay to cry. I know you have a lot on your shoulders right now. You know, there's a lot of people that depend on you. Family members, friends, at work. I know you feel like you have so many projects that you need to finish. Bills, you wonder if you'll be able to pay. Maybe the people you meet aren't always very supportive. Maybe you feel like you just always have to be the strong one for everyone else. They always have someone to lean on. But not here, okay? You don't have to be that person anymore. You don't have to be strong. You don't have to hold back your emotions. You can lean on me and trust that I'll take care of you, that I want to take care of you. Okay? I mean, screw this whole macho culture that tells us that men can't cry. And men can't ever have quote-unquote weak moments or be human, really. I mean, screw the fact that, you know, guys always have to be the big spoon or always have to be the one that looks after their partner. Why can't it be the other way around, you know? Sometimes I think we all need to lean on someone else, you know? Regardless of which gender identity we have. At the core, we're all humans, you know? We all have the same spectrum of emotion, the same kind of needs. I mean, it's kind of like, have you ever played The Sims before? Yeah. So when you choose, and you can only really choose a man or a woman to play as, and when you look after them, they have these bars that symbolizes their needs are like, are they hungry, thirsty, sleepy, do they need to use the restroom? Do they need to socialize or have fun? And those bars, those kind of core needs, they're the same. Regardless of the gender that you have, if something happens in their life, the reactions are similar. Sad, they get angry, they get happy. I think sometimes we put these ridiculous expectations on people, you know? And it just leaves so many people feeling guilty, overwhelmed, and just like they have to put this mask on. Like they always have to answer, I'm fine or I'm great when someone asks how they're doing. Kind of hate that, you know? And I think when you allow me to take care of you, kind of brings us closer as well. And I like taking care of you. I really do. So maybe, you know, let me be the big spoon every once in a while. And you can come lay on my chest anytime. Anytime you need a hug, some cuddles and kisses. Just let me know. I just want to make you happy. As happy as you make me. Love you too. Very much. How about we take a little nap like this? It'd be nice, huh? I think so too. Close your eyes for a bit, okay? Let's get this blanket tighter. Make sure you're not cold. You comfy? Yeah. You don't have to thank me, sweetness. Okay. Anything for you. Now,